Hey guys, welcome back and wish you a very happy new year. I'm excited to start this 2021 with some fabulous news. First thing, the Man Makeover podcast is back on top of the charts. It is currently at number 6 on relationship categories at Apple Podcasts. So the next, I have collaborated with amazing authors around India and come up with a book named The Indian Emotions, which is already on Amazon and Flipkart. And today I even received the hard copy of this book. So please go do check out my book, The Indian Emotions. And for more further updates, follow me on Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. My handle is Akash Guru Prasanna. My Twitter handle is The Man Makeover. Well, there are a few more announcements that we are debuting the Man Makeover pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and also Snapchat. So, with the aim of impacting more lives, for helping more men to make over their image, to help them become the best versions of their self, we are going all out this new year. I am very bullish for this podcast to help more and more number of people and help them achieve the dreams that they dream for themselves. So with this, welcome to the 8th episode of the Man Makeover podcast. This is your host Akash Guru Prasanna. Let's get on with our episode. As I told, after every 3 episodes, I will be coming solo, so that this is the time where I can speak to my listeners like freely. There's no guest and this is a heart-to-heart conversation with everyone. I keep receiving requests on covering few topics, suggestions, and people also requesting me to speak on few subjects which is a little taboo. So this is the time I do it all, right? So let's start. And basically, last time as I had announced, today I will be speaking about an eye-opening topic, a very important topic which with a little observation, even you can observe everything, it is happening all around you. It might have happened in your own life, but it is of utmost importance to understand this concept. That's why I'm going to speak about attraction. So I borrowed this concept from the same name, which is Attraction Isn't a Choice by David D'Angelo. So for the lack of words, in his own words, I would really want to read out what exactly he means to say when he says attraction isn't a choice. So listen to it. I am reading directly out of his book. The book is named Attraction Isn't a Choice by David D'Angelo. I'm going to read out this part from his book and then we are going to discuss a little more examples, the real life examples that we have seen, that we might have gone through in our own lives, and how important this topic is to avoid all kind of drama and trauma in your life, right? So listen to this part really carefully. So David D'Angelo has to say that if you meet a woman and interact with her long enough for her to form an initial impression of you and she feels no attraction for you, then there's basically nothing you can do about it. No amount of kicking, screaming, calling, trying, buying her things or taking her out will do a damn thing about it. The next part of this is very interesting. He says, if you meet a woman and interact with her long enough for her to form an initial impression of you and she does feel attraction for you, then there is nothing she can do about it. No amount of logic, thinking about it, or peer pressure can stop it. In fact, some women will endure abuse, neglect, all kinds of horrible things because they just can't overcome their own emotion of attraction. Wow, this is powerful and this is eye-opening. And he has just put these in words, but this is what I have observed people go through. I have experience of observing to almost a decade of this happening around me, for people, my friends, my friends' connections, my friends' friends, everyone. This, let me give you some examples, right? This concept is not just for men. This is for anyone. This is for even for women, right? Just see, how many of you have seen extremely beautiful, and I mean in terms, not to scale women, and extremely beautiful in terms like everyone would agree that she would be the hottest or the beautiful girl in the classroom or in the office, fall for someone, madly in love with someone, or who endures all this abuse, neglect, everything, but she can't help it. With a drop of her hat, she can find many other people, but she's just unable to get over that one person. I have seen many examples of this. Take examples of many supermodels, right? They would be having millions of followers, but they would be stuck in a relationship which is abusive. Just pick out any magazine and have a look at the supermodels which come up in the news that they are in an abusive relationship. They endure all that and they are just stuck in those kind of relationships. Not only women, right? When it comes to men, how many of you have seen guys doing everything under the sun? Like, they can do anything and everything for that one person, losing themselves totally, and they are there for them always, constantly trying to help them, trying to buy them gifts, trying to take them around. They just want to see the other person happy. They just lose themselves and then just go crazy behind just that one person. This is all because attraction isn't a choice, and these guys have fallen prey to this concept. Now, let's understand how we solve this, right? Not solve it, as in we understand the whole concept of it. And we have seen this. Some of you might have been there. You might have done everything to that one person. You would have just altered your plans, everything. You would have fought the world if you were asked that tare tod ke le aunga, all those kind of mad things you would have done, but finally that person did not respect you, or you did not end up in a romantic relationship with that person. And it's pretty logical, right? This pretty logical. I'll tell you why this happens. There's this saying that nice men finish last. I do not believe this. I feel men with low self-worth finish last. There is a huge difference between being good or being nice or and being high self-worth person, as in respecting your own self. See, how do people learn? People learn by looking at each other, looking at the environment. People learn from environment. If you do not respect yourself, the other person, you are just showing the other person that it's okay to not respect yourself, and the other person will also not respect you. So if you have a plan, or if you have something or if you have anything of your own, your work or anything, and if it is coming in between you and doing something for her, just do not lose yourself, lose your time or lose anything. Respect your work, do your work, respect yourself, and then go back to her. See how even she respects this part. I see many men just go crazy. They just leave everything aside. They just treat that single woman as a rare commodity, and they just leave everything, the family, the work, pressure, even sleep. They just are ready to lose everything for that one person, which is not worth it, which is not respecting your own self. That is where you're showing it to her that it's okay to not respect, and 100% she's not going to respect. This is the same for women. I see women just chase guys, as in they are just blindly in love, that they keep going behind them. They just lose their respect, and they just give up their own respect for themselves, and what follows, even they don't respect you. If you do not respect yourself, they do not respect you. And what follows next is, of course, heartbreak. Right? So the first thing that I would want to tell while seeing this or hearing or read about this concept and even looking around me about these concepts is, respect yourself and project yourself as a high value. And now let me speak something about this high value. What do you mean by high value? So a person can get romantically involved with other person when they feel that they are in a higher value zone than you are. Let me explain this concept. There are two kinds of ways where you demonstrate your high value. One is materialistic, where you say that you have too much money, or you have the looks, you look like Brad Pitt. These are materialistic ways where you can show them that you are high value. You look like Ranveer Singh, or you look like Brad Pitt, and people fall for you, or you have extreme amount of wealth, right? That is one way of showing that you're high value. The other way of showing that you're high value is your confidence, right? You might not have achieved it all right now, but you should have that worth, that respect to yourself, that you will do something and you are on the path of creating something great or being something great, right? Like, you are on the path of greatness and you are a no-nonsense person. Have that high value attitude. You can go meet a woman or go to a sales pitch or go to an interview and speak as if you own the space and you know what you're doing in your life. If you demonstrate this is high value to your interviewer. The interviewer or the customer who you are pitching the sales has no doubt. And if you demonstrate that you know your shit, you are owning your space, then no one can ignore you, right? It is attractive. You can easily close that sales pitch. You can even attract that woman, or you can even go get that job for yourself. Be self-assured, be self-confident. This is how you can show higher value. So this is where I disagree with some of the pickup artists or some of the guys who are coaching men online on how to attract women, etc. That showing this higher value, this fake confidence will work. This fake confidence can work once you have attracted that woman, or once you have got that job, once you have completed that sale, what next? That is just the first part. You will have to work on that job. You will have to stick to that person. you cannot be faking yourself or faking confidence all throughout your life. You need to have substance. That is where I'm going to tell how to create substance for yourself, right? See, I feel really sad when people go for small goals, right? Small goals in life. My goal is to be top 5, to come under top 5 in my class, right? My ranking should be top 5. Why such low goals? Why don't you have a goal which says that you want to become the next Mark or the next Elon Musk? Why don't you have such kind of goals? Always have bigger goals. Aim high. Let me give you an example. If you are planning to start an Instagram page, you should not have small goals as if in a month I need 1k followers. Why are you underestimating yourself? Just have bigger goals. Just go and think, in 1 month I need 10k followers. Will this happen or will this not happen? I do not know. But why are you limiting your own self? You should have higher goals. You should have bigger goals. See, if you have a goal that you need to reach 10k followers in a month, you will start googling about it. You will start hustling about it. You will start to fight around it and try to make at least a closer number. Instead of having a goal of 1k and reaching 700, or how about having a goal of 10k and reaching 2k? If you're not reaching 10k, at least you will reach 2k, because you'll be hustling around, you'll be fighting, you'll be googling how to increase. Just go deep into it to not give up. So there is this concept, right? Whenever a person starts something new, immediately he will get a lot of support from people, and he will also get that initial success, and we call this beginner's luck, right? And you will see a lot of people supporting you. You are being successful in that area and you are in the huge limelight, and immediately what happens, what follows in everyone's life is there is a dip. This concept is called as the dip. This is the phase where the support from people will not cease, but it will become less, and the troubles that you have will start increasing. The energy levels that you had during when you started something new will start depleting. The results will start coming low. This is a long period of dip, and 98% of people living on this earth never cross this hurdle called the dip and will never reach the another peak again. People give up during this dip. You take any phase of your life, right? Any part of your life where you have set goals, you always start on a high note. You have people supporting you, everything happening. If you start a startup, first few days are like the great days. You're kicked up, everything. When things starts going down, it is down. That is the time to stand up, to skill up. Basically, you started something, that is great. Now learn what are the successful people in the same area doing and how are they successful. I'm not asking you to copy, I'm asking you to get inspired from them, because all of them would have gone through this dip in their success or whatever in their life, right? And they have been through this dip, and as soon as this dip ends, right, there is an exponential increase of your success rate. So let me see, if you start an Instagram page, I'm giving this example because most of my audience would understand the language, where if you start an Instagram page, the first 1k likes would be in a span of maybe 4 or 5 days. Then you will see a sluggish period till you hit 10k. Maybe you might even take an year to reach that 10k, or even 6 months, 7 months. People just struggle. Some of them just take 2 years. This is the tip. This is where you have to pull up your socks, reskill yourself, keep skilling yourself, keep giving them content, be consistent, keep pushing it. Then see how you will reach 1 million from that 1k within just span of months. And this is prevalent in every aspect of life. So guys, have bigger goals. Chase it. Do not give up. I'm telling you, do not give up. If you decide, or if you feel that things are not going well, that is the time to work more harder, be more consistent, and put more efforts on it, and see how you will see results. These results, if you pass through this phase called dip, where 98% of people give up, this is where you see 95 or 90% of startups close. I just read some the stats online in India that 90% of startups close within 7 months to 25 months of their incubation period or something. So then I realized the first 7 months, I think all startups are in a great place, in a great mindset, because energies are high, people are supporting, things are going great. And after 7 months is where the concept I just spoke about, the dip happens. People don't endure this dip, and finally they go and give up. And whoever have endured this dip, and you would see that all these startups have hit big growths, big huge investments, or they've become unicorns. So guys, you cannot fake confidence, you cannot fake high value. You should do something great, right? Something unbelievable, something which is unimaginable in your society. Society has conditioned us to dream, I need to get into this MBA college. Why that dream? I mean, I'm not telling this is a wrong dream, but this is too less of a dream. I need to get into this college. I need to get into this company. And once you get into the company, I need to get promoted to this. You will get those things because you are aiming for only those things, right? Why don't you say, as a down and think that I'll create something great. I'll create an empire. If you do not create this empire, at least you will not be doing the same thing that you are doing, or you will not be unsatisfied. If you are at least aiming for stars, you will at least reach to the moon. That's what I want to say. Aim higher. Have bigger goals. Keep enduring. Live through that dip and see how you will reach the top, right? This is very important. Then respect yourself, right? No matter what, you come first. I don't believe in someone telling that you keep yourself at last. No. Respect yourself. If someone is disrespecting you, or someone is pulling you down, that is the time you need to cut ties with them. No matter how hard it is, no matter who it is in your life, no matter which person, or if it is your own partner who is pulling you down, guys, it is the time to move. The moment someone doesn't respect you, or doesn't respect what you have to do, or anything about you, just leave it. Respect yourself. Keep your respect. Move on. Go achieve bigger things. Right? And guys, remember this. Attraction isn't a choice. And it is always good news that it isn't a choice. Which means if you do the right things, the opposite person is just as helpless as anyone and is stuck, right? And he's just attracted to you. And if you do the wrong things, they're just not attracted. What is the wrong things? You don't respect yourself. You have very self-low worth. You are ready to alter your plans because to help someone or to please someone, you know, you should not go and please someone to have them in your life. It's occasional pleasing or buying gifts is good, but you should not be stuck in a relationship where every day you will have to please the other person to keep the relationship alive. This is toxic. This is toxic relationship. Move from that. World is huge. By telling this, guys, request you to follow the Man Makeover pages on Insta, FB, and LinkedIn. Follow me, Akash Guru Prasanna. We are debuting even on Snapchat. See you there. A lot of updates, a lot of content will be pushed around all these platforms from this new year. That is my resolve. I will keep pushing good content online so that no matter how many people are impacted, I just want to reach my mission of impacting maximum number of people. So this will continue. The podcast will continue. Great parts of the podcast will be put on my pages. New content will be circulated on my pages. And the Man Makeover is growing as a community. It will keep growing. And I have a vision that it's going to be a great, huge, big community of people helping each other, each man. It's going to be a huge community of brothers helping each other. By telling this, let's see when we reach that goal, and we are surely going to reach that. Thank you for tuning in. See you in the next episode of the Man Makeover podcast. And have a great day ahead. Great night. Good night. Have a great time. Thank you, guys.